The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For imprint, for certain.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks, and welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. As we talk about things going on in the world, matters that really do matter, issues of significance that you and I need to get informed about. And then whenever we get a chance, do something. Raise a voice, make a difference, make a donation, whatever it is that we might be suggesting. That's all it is, of course, is just a suggestion. We try to give you good information and then let you take it from there. Now, as many of you know, each week, you're usually during this Monday edition of the show, we make a point of talking with people from 21 Wilberforce, folks who can help us focus on some of the most critical and really egregious areas of religious and human rights violations that are going on, sadly, in far too many parts of the world. And today I'm once again joined by Luanne Sabatier. She is the 21 Wilberforce Director of Communications. And she joins us to talk about reports of genocide being carried out in the northwest part of China. So, Luanne, thank you for joining me. Welcome.
Hi, Don. Good to be here.
I understand this is an area that apparently, if I understand it properly, is an autonomous region is, I think, what I read in northwest China, an area called Xinjiang. What can you tell us about that area and what's going on there?
Well, I think most of your listeners are probably familiar with hearing, when they hear about China, the Silk Road. And this part of China is the area that is called the Silk Road. So that's one thing to understand. It connects mainland China with areas that are extremely rich in resources. So in that region, there are is an ethnic group, a Turkic minority called the Uyghurs, and that's spelled U-Y-G-H-U-R, and they are Muslim. And right now in China, there are about 13 million Uyghurs out of 22 million population. So I'd say half of the population. And out of that, and they live up in this region, most of them. So out of that, what has happened is the Chinese government has cracked down and is feels like they're a threat, number one, to the state, and they're trying to eradicate them. Literally, they are picking them up, arresting them. They're putting them into prisons or what they're calling re-education camps, and there are a million Uyghurs currently in re-education camps. And then there are more that are in prisons and being tortured. And then the byproduct is after these are primarily adults and the children are either left that they have on the streets or they're picking them up and putting them into schools where they force them to learn in Mandarin. And understanding that by doing that, they're trying to erase the culture and the heritage of the Uyghurs who do not speak Mandarin. So basically, Dawn, what the world has been watching, and this is the scholars, particularly the U.S. government and Europeans and others, and they're now calling this actual genocide. And China denied, they're obviously not using the word genocide, but China denied up until a couple months ago that they were even putting people in camps. And now they've admitted it, but they're calling these vocational camps. And basically, they're just camps to either break them, and if they don't buy into the Chinese way, they ship them off or they'll just disappear. They'll never be out in public again.
And as I understand it as well from some information you provided, the entire region is under surveillance, phone spyware, GPS devices on all the vehicles, checkpoints. Folks, imagine living like this, and this is really happening. Checkpoints on every street corner, facial recognition software, all of this to simply, as you're saying, wipe out a group of people.
Right, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the Uyghurs who haven't been picked up yet and are not detained, they lived, think Big Brother or 1984, they're in constant surveillance. They can't go anywhere. And some people, not even in public, the government is sending people into their homes to visit with them or live with them to check up on and monitor them. And to that point, Don, one of the things that reminded us at 21 Wilberforce of it is last week a very disturbing thing occurred. There's a cybersecurity firm, I believe they're here in Washington, called Velocity, and they issued a report that found that hackers, two Chinese hackers, have infected 11 websites that Uyghurs go to or that have news about what's happening with Uyghurs. And so when they hack into that, they can tell and identify who's there. And basically what this means is there's a firewall in China. So the Uyghurs aren't looking at it. What the hackers were doing are trying to get people like you and me. If I go on and try to look at this Uyghur news site, that there's malicious software I would never know, and it identifies me as somebody to the Chinese government who's interested and perhaps trying to help the Uyghurs. So what's super scary about this is cyberspace has now become the next battleground. So the level of surveillance extends well beyond their borders, and it's in the digital realm. So like in Los Angeles, there's 1,000 Uyghurs living in a community, and they all have family that have disappeared into these camps. If they go online to these 10 websites, they're identified, and things could happen. I don't know, but it's very scary.
Now, last word for right now. I understand that there is a Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act of 2019 currently pending in the U.S. Senate and the House. What can you tell us about that, and what should we do?
Absolutely. And what you can do is contact your senator about that. But if you go to irfroundtable.org, irfroundtable.org, you will see Uyghur Human Rights, and you can click through and put your name and zip code, and you can send an email direct to your senator or congressman. This bill was introduced 6 months ago. Some bills die, some take 2 or 3 years to get through, but this is an urgent situation. So we're trying to say, please go to irfroundtable.org. Click through on the Uyghur Act and put your name and zip code in and send a note to your senator or congressman.
Of course, China, as with all these despots, does not like bad world press. They don't like to be called out.
Right.
So this is a way in which we can kind of turn up the heat a bit. And I know that, in fact, was this not part of the discussion in the recent gathering here in Washington, D.C.? I believe Secretary of State Pompeo spoke out.
It absolutely was. Matter of fact, they issued a statement on China that was signed by several governments when they came together, global leaders. And there have been 700 scholars around the world that work in academia, work in China. People are alarmed. And we just, you know, it reminds them of the Holocaust. Matter of fact, I will close by saying Anne Applebaum wrote just a couple months ago in the Washington Post, we all said never again. She said, I don't think so. It's happening in China.
Well, on that note, we'll break, but let's keep informed about it. Thank you for helping us do that, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Don.
Again, that is Luanne Sabatier, Director of Communications with 21 Wilberforce. Of course, their website is 21wilberforce.org, 21wilberforce.org. And the website she suggested on this issue is irfroundtable.org. IRF, as in Frank, irfroundtable.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. After fleeing domestic abuse in Pakistan, Anansa Bibi took a job as a house cleaner. Though her employer's daughters enjoyed listening to Anansa's Christian worship songs, their father decided that employing an infidel could not be tolerated. After refusing her employer's demands to accept Islam, Anansa was sent to a house where she was beaten, raped, and locked in a room. 2 days later, she escaped and sought refuge in a women's shelter. While she was at the shelter, Anansa's ex-husband kidnapped their children. Pray that Anansa will be able to get her children back and that she will find permanent shelter and safe employment.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
America's veterans are more than a source of pride. They're a source of strength. When our veterans thrive, our communities thrive. With your support, our veterans can get career and education opportunities as well as benefits they've earned.
Hi, I'm Congressman Jerry Conley. Join me in thanking our nation's veterans. They've given so much. Find out how you can support veterans in our community.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, reminding you we are raising money with Food for the Poor on behalf of the brutalized Bahamas, if you will, suffering so greatly. And sadly, the statistics are rising even as we're talking about it. So your gift of any amount Going to make a difference when you call 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone, hit send, and then say the word give, or go online to WAVA.com. Federal lawsuit was filed recently against officials at Shawnee State University in Ohio on behalf of a professor being punished by the university because he declined a male student's demand to be referred to as a woman with the feminine titles and pronouns and so forth. Well, joining us to tell us more about the case, ADF Senior Counsel Travis Barham. He says tolerance is a two-way street, folks, at the university. Universities are meant to be a marketplace of ideas, not an assembly line for one type of thought. But apparently, Shawnee State has ignored that foundational truth. Well, he has more to say about it. Counselor, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
What can you tell us about this case, more of the details, how it all unfolded? And I know this professor reacted in a most appropriate way, but kind of fill in those blanks for us.
Certainly. Well, as you mentioned, tolerance should be a two-way street, particularly at a public university, which is supposed to be a marketplace of ideas. And so in the spring of 2018, Dr. Merriweather, who is a philosophy professor at Shawnee State University, opened his political philosophy class, answered a student's question. After class, student comes up and says that he, male student comes up and says that he wants to be referred to as a woman. And Dr. Merriweather said he wasn't sure he could do that. You know, one of the core elements of being a philosopher is pursuing truth and talking about what is human nature and so on. And so he said he wasn't sure he could do that. He tried to treat the student with respect. The student did not reciprocate. But after that, the university launched this long investigation and punished him for simply trying to speak consistent with his views. Public colleges simply have no business trying to compel people to express ideological beliefs they don't hold.
Well, as I understand it, he made some offers to speak to he responded, as I understand, by offering to treat the student with respect. Can you elaborate more on what he did say and why the student would not accept that and went after him?
Certainly. Dr. Merriweather is committed to treating all of his students with respect and dignity, and he tried to do so here. He offered to refer to this student using whatever name the student wanted, first name, last name, new name, old name, whatever. But that wasn't good enough for the university because, according to the university, he either had to refer to this student as a woman or he had to drop all use of pronouns throughout in reference to all students. Period, which is impossible to do when you're a philosophy professor who's conducting a Socratic dialogue. You're going to have that back and forth of what do you think of what he said? What do you think of what she said? That's just going to be part of the nature of the conversation.
How did the university punish him?
The university has reprimanded him by placing a warning letter in his file. It's the first step in the disciplinary process at Shawnee State University. And they threatened in that letter that if he continued to speak as he has, if he continued to speak consistent with his beliefs, that they would take further corrective action. And he's been told that could include anything up to immediate suspension without pay or even immediate termination.
Of course, we'll not use the word obviously here in the radio or anywhere else for that matter, but the student, as you alluded, reacted very nastily to the man, using words that we don't even want to mention, but in other words, there's no responsibility on the part of the student, as far as the university is concerned, to address a professor in such a disrespectful way. No punishment there.
True, but you know, the real problem here is the university's reaction. The university is the one that has violated Dr. Merriweather's rights. The university is the one that is trying to compel him to say things that he does not believe to be true. And that's why we filed this lawsuit. It's because the university is taking action that is trying to compel him to endorse an ideology that he does not believe.
Now, have you, as a law firm, gotten a response as yet? When was this latest lawsuit and protest filed, and what's the future in terms of how it's going to unfold?
Yeah, we have received a response. The university has tried to have the case dismissed, have it kicked out of court. So has the student involved. And just recently, in fact, just last week, the magistrate judge issued a recommendation that Dr. Merriweather's case be dismissed completely. We believe that the magistrate judge has misapplied and misinterpreted the law, and so we're going to be filing objections to this report that she authored, and we'll see what the district court does with that, and then and continue to vindicate Dr. Merriweather's rights to the legal process.
What was your senior counsel colleague there at ADF, Tyson Langhofer, I believe it is. He, I think, made a salient point. He said, this is not just about a pronoun. This is about endorsing an ideology. And that's really at the heart of this for the professor, isn't it?
That is the entirety of this case for this professor. He is being forced to say something about a human being that is not true. He is being forced to refer to a man as a woman. So he's being forced to adopt a transgender ideology about what does gender and sexuality mean, and he does not believe any of that stuff. And so this is all about him saying, like, this isn't about a pronoun. It's about so much more. It's about who, what is human nature, what is truth. Is that these big picture issues, and public colleges just have no business compelling people to express ideological beliefs that they do not hold.
How isolated is this kind of case for you at ADF, and more generally, I think there are probably any number of cases of this sort that are occurring on college campi, right?
Sadly, he is not the only case, the only person facing the situation. We also represent a French teacher who is facing similar mistreatment. And there's these cases are popping up all over the country. And, you know, the strange thing here is that students are free to express their views on this issue. Dr. Merriweather, for example, is not trying to force the student involved here to change his expression at all. The only thing he's asking is the same freedom to express his beliefs on campus.
Well, on that note, we'll break. But thank you, Travis, very much for taking time to talk with us. And if you get more information, we'd like to know about it.
Thank you very much.
Again, Travis Barham, ADF Senior Counsel, Shawnee State professors must speak contrary to their beliefs or be punished. And, of course, as you already heard Travis say, there's a letter of reprimand already on the man's file, which, of course, unless it's expunged, it's going to stay with him the rest of his life. Now, in the meantime, I want to remind you once again that we are really, I'm looking for a word here, concerned, I guess is the word, about the great need of help for food for the poor. And that's why we have shifted our emphasis as you were with us, if you were with us last week when Paul Jacobs was here, we were focusing first on Haiti. That was the intended focus of this month's campaign with Food for the Poor. But they are very flexible, as they've had to be for years, and Food for the Poor realized that they are going to be one of the primary helping agents that needs to step into the gap in the Bahamas. And as a result, our campaign this week has shifted to the Bahamas. That's our focus. And I want to thank those of you who've been calling. And if you haven't made a contribution, but you've really said, boy, I'd like to do something for the people of Bahama. I heard earlier, I have not seen the figure subsequently changed, but I read this morning coming in, before coming into the station, that Sidney Poitier had lost 23 members of his own family in this disaster. Now, he, of course, a very high-profile celebrity. I can't even imagine what it must be like for him to realize that, to have to deal with that. And then also to realize that that's one well-known man, but how many hundreds and thousands of people have been displaced by this whole tragedy, this whole incredible experience with Hurricane Dorian. So we have shifted our focus in that regard, along with Food for the Poor. We are inviting you to be a part of whatever you want to give. Now, we've been using increments of $80 provides food and water for a human being, for a person. Certainly that is the case in Haiti. It will be put to similar use here in this campaign. $160 gift does that for two, $240 for three, $320 for four. But I've suggested maybe you just pick a number that is comfortable with you and your checkbook and what you feel the Lord may want you to do, and just place a call and a generous gift, maybe of $50. maybe $50 a month for the next 12 months, $100. We're not telling you how much you should give. We're just saying these are ways in which you can step in and you can really make a difference. So I'm hoping that we'll do that. We're going to return to the campaign for the rest of this hour and share some more news with you and some more information. But the need is great. The need is really huge. And as I say, we don't even know yet the end result of how many have lost their lives, let alone the hundreds of thousands who have totally lost everything, everything. Their homes are gone, everything. So they need our help. We'll give you the phone number and so forth when we come back. Stay with us.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Are you ready to laugh at a family other than your own? Walmart's streaming platform, Vudu, launches its very first original series, Mr. Mom. Megan has unexpectedly landed her dream job. Her husband Greg's career is anything but a dream, so he takes his turn as the stay-at-home parent. It'll take all the patience these two parents can muster as they try to raise their kids, make ends meet, and find a little time for their marriage. The series launches only on Vudu September 12th. To see the trailer, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. You're about to hear a commercial for WAVA listeners specifically for a very unique mortgage team that has two very specific things to share with your family. One, the core substance of our mortgage team is faith and family. We're family operated with faith at our core. Two, we're a bit weird. We're a small family-run team, but our small team has the advantage of being an arm of a big direct lender. And for you, that means personal care a family-run team can give, but with big lending power. We use our own money, we get to make our own decisions, and often that advantage allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you a significant amount of money on new home purchases, cashing out equity in your home, or refinances. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
Nice!
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
This is Steve Reynolds, president of Capital Baptist Bible Institute. Are you thirsty for more knowledge of the Bible, but don't have the time or the money to attend a full-time Bible college or seminary? Come join us at Capital Baptist Bible Institute and conveniently earn a diploma in biblical studies. You'll get to know God's Word inside and out as you explore the New Testament, Old Testament, and theology. Our classes meet only on Monday nights, and the tuition is only $195 per semester. We're conveniently located right off the Beltway in Northern Virginia. So, if God's been tugging on your soul to learn more about His Word, then say yes to His call. Attend Capital Baptist Bible Institute and earn your diploma in biblical studies. Register right now by calling 703-568-7484. That's 703-568-7484. Capital Baptist Bible Institute, the convenient Bible education. 703-568-7484.
Heavy delays on the top side of the Beltway, beginning right around Old Georgetown Road as you're making your way towards Baltimore Avenue, where emergency road work has two center lanes blocked, so the side of the Beltway is jammed on the inner loop the entire way. It's also affecting 95 coming out of Calverton as you make your way from the 200 Intercounty Connector down to the Beltway and the ramps to get on the inner loop. This traffic report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual Insurance customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
I'm Christine Eads with traffic on WAVA.
Mostly cloudy today, lows 62 to 67. Warm and humid tomorrow. Intervals of clouds, a side high 85. Humid tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 64 to 69. Humid and turning hot on Wednesday. Sunshine and a few clouds, high 93. Partly sunny, hot and humid Thursday. An afternoon or evening thunderstorm at spots, high 93. with the AccuWeather forecast. This is meteorologist Bob Mars.
The following program is sponsored by Food for the Poor and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Angel Aloma, Executive Director of Food for the Poor.
You know, a lot of people ask why Food for the Poor does what it does. And we can only do this through the generosity of our donors. But we don't do it because we're social workers. We do it because we have examined the gospel. And we see that Jesus' very first public uttering came when he quoted from Isaiah, bringing good news for the poor. We saw it in Jesus when he fed the 4,000, when he fed the 5,000. We saw it in Jesus when he took care of physical needs, healing so many people all over the place. We saw it in Jesus when he had the conversation after the resurrection with Peter, when he said, "Peter, do you love me more than these?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know that I do." And he said, "Then feed my lambs." And it is a very strong message that he was sending there, that we cannot say that we love Jesus without it being empty words if we do not feed his sheep.
That's really what it's all about, Paul, feeding his sheep. And nobody could say it better than Angel does it, because you can hear it. He's a shepherd. It comes right out of his heart.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're doing today. Your gift is making a difference, feeding God's sheep in the island nation of the Bahamas, the families that have been just completely devastated by Hurricane Dorian. You've probably been watching the news over the last couple days. You've seen it. You've seen the updates. You've seen the movement. You noticed how devastating the damage was as it sat over this area and just completely devastated families. You heard the cries even that were coming from videos and cell phone videos that people were leaking onto social media and onto the news. But friends, what you didn't hear was that right in the midst of these families are pastors and local ministries, that when the storm just literally passed through, when the skies cleared just a little bit, they went immediately to work. And one of our ministry partners, the Episcopal Diocese, they are immediately at work right now on the ground. We're waiting for their response for them to let us know what additional needs. But we are asking you right now, would you get ahead of this and provide families with the necessary relief that they need? We're going to need a lot. But right now, your gift is going to provide that emergency hurricane relief, supporting pastors on the ground. You know, when Hurricane Matthew hit the island nation of Haiti just a few years ago, I was, you know, South Florida was in the cone of that. And I remember how devastating it was there. And we were waiting our turn and it kind of took a different turn. But just to hear the stories that came out and how families were devastated. But what was the most encouraging thing about all of that was the pastors who lived among the people that didn't have a care for their own community, their own family, that were working hand in hand with the local leaders to provide resources. And that's what we're doing again right now in the Bahamas. So we ask you, please, would you pick up your phone? Whether it's you have your cell phone there handy, you can dial a shortcut to the operator. It's #250, dial #250, press send. And when prompted, say the keyword give. You'll speak to an operator, and be patient with us because the operators right now are making the adjustments to our relief efforts so that a portion of your gift goes and saves families' lives, helps save families' lives in the island nation of the Bahamas. Or you can simply call us toll free. It's 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. Or you can go online at wava.com. Click the Saving Starving Families banner. We're going to help these families, and we need your help to do it.
Do it now, would you, folks? And Paul, we haven't talked about it actually on air, but I happen to know that, as you've alluded, these are neighbors in a very real sense to you and everybody at Food for the Poor, because that's where your headquarters ministry is located. And it has created more than little inconvenience for you folks. Think of the inconvenience of the people we're trying to help, but you can speak to that in a way that even I can't up here in the Mid-Atlantic part of the country. How has it affected Food for the Poor's operations, so folks can know how to pray for Food for the Poor as well in this time?
Well, please pray, first of all, for the resilience and the strength, because we're going to be working some very diligent and long hours. We're not going to quit. We're not going to relent. We're not going to turn away. Food for the Poor, while many of us were looking forward to like all of you, looking forward to a fun and enjoyable family Labor Day weekend, a laborless weekend. But it was all but that. Myself, just my own personal example, you know, putting up shutters on my father's home. My father has been in and out of the hospital. He is under my care. And then going home to do the exact same thing in my own home, to be able to get resources to care for my daughter and our family, to make sure that family around us and friends had whatever they needed, and make sure that they were taken care of. Now, imagine that 338 times over. That's the number of employees that we have in our Food for the Poor office in South Florida. Those families who, when Hurricane Matthew hit, had many who were affected, because there are many Haitians working at Food for the Poor. When Hurricane Maria devastated the island nation of Puerto Rico, there were so many that were from Puerto Rico and had family in the midst of the hurricane. And now here we are again, friends. Hurricane Dorian affecting so many of the Bahamians that work. And there are many Haitians that are of the Bahamas. It's a very little known fact, but there is a healthy Haitian community living in the Bahamas. And friends, we are all together linked, not only by our culture and our background and 55 miles of ocean, but we're also linked by our love for Jesus and our desire to tirelessly work to make sure that these families and these pastors that are working amongst these families get the help that they need. So friends, right now, can I ask you to just respond immediately? $80, whether you can give that gift. You can maybe give a gift of $80 a month, or maybe you can give a one-time gift of $320. That breaks down to $27 a month for the next 12 months. Or if you can give a $1,000 gift, it will respond to the needs of these families in the Bahamas who are desperate, in need of your help. Please call.
Would you do it right now? We have another break right here, but good time for you to go to the phone and make that call and make the gift as generous as you're able. You are a generous audience. You always have been. So I know we don't need to even tell you how much to give. We would never presume to do that. We just give you these figures as options. $80 for one person, $160 for two, $320 for a family of four. But anything you can give, and the larger gift, you want to spell it out over 12 months, they'll help you with that. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Or on your cell phone, #250, hit send, and then when you're prompted, say the word give, and that'll connect you. And of course, as always, online, WAVA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Reynolds, president of Capital Baptist Bible Institute. Are you thirsty for more knowledge of the Bible, but don't have the time or the money to attend a full-time Bible college or seminary? Come join us at Capital Baptist Bible Institute and conveniently earn a diploma in biblical studies. You'll get to know God's Word inside and out as you explore the New Testament, Old Testament, and theology. Our classes meet only on Monday nights, and the tuition is only $195 per semester. We're conveniently located right off the Beltway in Northern Virginia. So, if God's been tugging on your soul to learn more about His Word, then say yes to His call. Attend Capital Baptist Bible Institute and earn your diploma in biblical studies. Register right now by calling 703-568-7484. That's 703-568-7484. Capital Baptist Bible Institute, the convenient Bible education. 703-568-7484. 7484.
For 40 years, A-Action has been Washington's premier AC, plumbing, and electrical company. Why? A-Action employees get specialized training and average tenure of 22 years. Our straight up front pricing means no surprises. A-Action's warehouse on wheels with thousands of parts means your job will be completed same day. Our techs wear floor protectors. Why? Because we are in your home. So for premier AC, plumbing, and electrical service, go to aactionhomeservices.com or call 703-922-1900.
A-Action Home Services.
The Supreme Court confirmation process has been on the point of breakdown for 30 years, and it finally collapsed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Molly Hemingway.
And I'm Terry Severino. Our new book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, reveals the inside story of these bitterly divisive hearings and what they mean for the court
and the country.
Justice on Trial is the explosive new bestseller on the Kavanaugh confirmation. Get your copy today from Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Hey, it's Ryan, and our mortgage team paid for 60 seconds here to try to tell you our story. Well, more like 56 seconds, because they make all mortgage people put a tag on the end. But you get the point. Usually, we just share things that happen to us in real life. But one thing my dad taught me long ago, sometimes you just got to say the thing straight. So here's what we'd love for you to hear. One, our faith is really important to us, and it's why we're committed to talking to you, WAVA listeners. Two, my dad and I both grew up in the mortgage business, but getting to start this company together has been the coolest thing we've ever done. Three, while we are a smaller family-run team, we're lucky to be an arm of a bigger parent company, which allows us to be a direct lender and often save you money. And finally, the obvious. We hope you'll think about us if you ever need a refinance, cash out refinance, or are buying a new home. We are United Faith Mortgage, and our 56 seconds are up.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
We use the word nothing very lightly in this country. I remember my children and now my grandchildren opening a refrigerator loaded with food saying there is nothing to eat in this house. I know that many women walk into a closet chock full with clothes and oftentimes say I have nothing to wear. But in our countries, nothing is very, very literal. It's a word that is used in the fullness of its meaning, zero. These families, they have no change of clothing. They have no place to live. They have no jobs, no source of income. So their last resort is to go to the garbage dump. Horrible as it is, with the terrible stench, with the flies and the vultures and the animal scavenging, they go there to try to find food for their children. They go there just like the pigs and the goats and the dogs to try to survive by finding something to eat, by finding a discarded piece of clothing, by finding a discarded piece of furniture that they might use in their makeshift home right on the dump or on the periphery of the dump. So basically, this is their only means of survival.
Friends, today we are talking about a situation that is very close to what you just heard in the Bahamas. That originally was recorded by our executive director, Angel Aloma, in response to what we saw on the ground happening in Haiti, that families had absolutely nothing. But can you imagine right now, there are families in the Bahamas who, and quite frankly, Hurricane Dorian has taken everything from them. And the desperation is palpable. The desperation is really just amazing when you think about it. If you've never been in the middle of a hurricane or the aftermath of a hurricane, you've seen images like what we saw a number of years ago. And after Hurricane Katrina, right in New Orleans, you saw the desperation. You saw families struggling, and it did not discriminate. It did not choose which communities that it would hit and hit hardest. So friends, before you think again about what is happening right now and what you could possibly do, just consider that these families have been left with nothing. And so you can provide at least a little something that will deliver hope. So please pick up your phone right now and join us, friends, will you? Your gift will make a difference. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Or if you're on your mobile phone, just dial from your cell phone. #250, press send, and say the keyword give. Your gift of any size is going to make a difference and save lives.
I tell you, folks, as Paul's talking, I'm reminded again of a scripture that I've often referenced in our Food for the Poor campaigns and our various efforts together, and it's one that just amazes me every time I think of it. And it's simply where God says, he who gives to the poor lends unto the Lord, Amen. And he will be repaid. I just stop and remind myself, Crow, God's asking for a loan. That's all. He's asking you to invest in something that's very heavy on his heart. And he's told you, he's God of the universe. He could just grab all of our money and take it and confiscate it. That's not how the kingdom of God works. We know it's voluntary out of a heart of compassion and love. And God says, look, I have these needs, these burdensome needs of the people. I've often said this as well. Two things strike me about many in Scripture. That is two primary issues for God from the Old Testament clear through the New Testament. Throughout the scripture is the poor and the children. Those are heavy on God's heart, and he wants you and me to share the burden. And so he says, look, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will be repaid, or he will repay him. So I'm just saying, hey, Wall Street cannot offer you on its best day the return you and I get from investing whatever we can in the kingdom of God. And that's really what we're talking about here, is you picking that phone up and saying, look, I'd love to give $5,000. I can't do that. But how about $50? How about $100? We've given you increments here. $80 provides what we need for a child, a boy or girl, or even an adult for that matter. $160 does it for two, $240 for three. And we've said, you know, a nice round figure is $320. That will take care of the needs of a family of four. And as Paul said earlier, you can do that over a period of 12 months at $27 a month. So it really makes it so that anybody who wants to can get involved. And as we go to this break, would you go to the phone and make a generous gift, whatever generous means to you? I hope it will be generous enough that you'll at least say, ouch, when you make the gift, right? Feeling a little of the pain of sacrifice as you give. $80, $160, $320. Someone, yes, can give $1,000 and never even say ouch, not even wince. You know who you are. So we welcome your gifts of all sizes at 855-860-4673. Again, 855-860-4673. Have your cell phone in hand. Just hit #250, hit send, and say the word give when you're prompted. That'll connect you. Or online at our website, WAVA.com. Can't miss the Food for the Poor banner there. Click on that. Make your gift there. Hey, stay with us. We have a bit more to share with you when we come back.
Have you spent much time worrying about your kids or grandkids lately? Spent any time fretting over the state of your retirement account? Concerned about politics? Anxious about a health issue, your own or someone you love? Well, there is a lot to worry about. And this week on Discover the Word, hope you'll be part of a series of conversations called Worrisome Business, as the group looks at some things Jesus said about worry. Discover the Word this week.
Weekday mornings at 6:15 on WAVA.
This is WAVA General Manager Tom Moyer, inviting business owners to help support our partnership with Food for the Poor. We're asking business owners to donate $3,000 to provide food for a year and water for life for 37 children in Haiti. As a thank you gift, WAVA will give you 30 marketing ads for your business and a 5-minute radio interview. Call WAVA and tell us you'd like to support Haiti. Call 703-807-2266. 703-807-2266.
Well, hello, everyone. This is James Dobson. Let me invite you to tune in to our program, Family Talk. We want to provide encouragement for families with timely advice on marriage and parenting. Proverbs 24:3 says, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established." Join me for Family Talk.
Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, weeknights at 6:30 on WAVA.
If you'd like a smartphone that's really smart, download the OnePlace.com app. the app that will inspire your faith daily and provide answers to the biggest questions of all. One Place lets you download your favorite pastor's programs and listen, even offline or in airplane mode, with easy connections to your Bluetooth speaker or dashboard. To download your free One Place app, visit the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android device and search for One Place. That's One Place.
The next time you could use a pick-me-up, head over to Godvine.com for uplifting and inspirational videos that you'll truly love. Join the millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. They know that Godvine videos are specially chosen to bring joy and share the love of God and the wonder of His creations. For the very best Christian videos, visit us today at Godvine.com.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
Now, there's digital. You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be on the web? How about the right tools to turn visitors into leads? Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
It's time. You've been talking about going to Israel for so many years. Do it now. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Mount of Olives, Gethsemane, and the Garden Tomb. This is simply a fraction of the many places we visit, not to even mention the spiritual impact it will have on your life. Do it now. Visit and experience Israel with WAVA. Give me, Dennis Williams, a call. I'd love to tell you more. 703-807-2211 or WAVA.com, keyword Israel.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of Life Changing Talk Radio. Come join us for New Life.
#855-860-4673 #250 on your cell phone. Hit send. Say the word give when you're cued or asked what you'd like to do. Tell them how much you'd like to give online at WAVA.com. Paul Jacobs here with me, Food for the Poor, and we are addressing some of the crises that have been, and that is plural, the crises, multiple, I should say, that have just been created and still are being created with the latest Hurricane Dorian. What do you think, Paul?
No, absolutely. And friends, we need you. With the minutes that we have together, we just need you to pick up the phone and do what you can to respond to these families. Not Food for the Poor, not Don Crow, not Paul Jacobs, but respond to these families by calling 855-860-4673. Or if you have your cell phone handy, dial #250, press send, and say the keyword give. Just imagine families who are swimming to safety, who are wading from their home that was flooded, the second story, they were trapped in the second story of their home, flooded out and had to swim to safety with whatever belongings they could carry in their arms or carry in their back. Friends, these are the families, these are the neighbors that we're providing much-needed emergency resources to through our ministry partners, and we need your help to do it. So whether you can give a gift, as Don said, that make you say, ouch, we're looking for five of you right now that would say, ouch. Maybe a couple of you could give a $1,000 gift. That would go a long way to provide emergency hurricane relief supplies, to provide these families the hope that they need just to get through another day. Please call.
I like that. We'll start an ouch club. How's that?
Yes, please do.
Seriously, folks, some of you give so generously, and, well, many, I'd say all of you give generously. It's just you've proven it through the years. But ouch is at a different level. It's a relative term. Some people say ouch much more quickly than others because they have limited resources. We respect that. And don't undersell yourself in terms of you might say, well, all I have is, and you fill in a small figure in your mind. Look, I remind myself, I remind our church, I remind you as our listeners, there are no small gifts in God's kingdom. When you look at the story of the woman who gave the equivalent of a half a penny, when she gave the at the treasury and Jesus was watching along with his disciples, he made special note. He said, that woman has just given more than all of the other rich folk combined. So it's a matter of what we have to work with that is the measure of really how God looks at our gift. And so we're just encouraging you to give something. Give what your heart tells you to give. Give what you really sense, well, I can do this much at least. If it's $10 or $10,000, we're just saying let's do it together, and here's the number to call as we go to the top of this hour, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Again, you want to give $80 for one person, $320 for a family of four, $27 a month for an entire year. That'll give you the same effect, entire family. Whatever you can give, 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone, hit send, and when you're prompted, say the word give or give online at WAVA.com.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Don't miss In Touch with Charles Stanley weekday mornings at 8:30 on life-changing talk radio WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.